morning, everyone. I do hope we had an amazing weekend. I did. Over the weekend, I completed my, there's a course I was doing, a 30-day course from the beginning of March, the Becoming a Person of Influence. And it was amazing. Sunday was the last day yesterday, you know, and the feedback was awesome. So all the people that had, you know, on the call, after the whole call, you know, we now started going nitty gritty into the different issues that they were having on leadership and influence. And it was an amazing class. Like, I didn't even want it to end. You know? And see, the funny thing is that time will always pass, right? Because you might think that, you know, I don't want to start something. I don't know how long it will take, but the time will always pass. So it's better for you to start. Like, at the end, I was telling them, guys, man, we've come to the end. And they were like, are you serious? Like, it looked like we had just started last week. It was amazing. Now, this week, I'll talk about another key factor of influence. Now, why have I been talking about stuff about influence and leadership? It's because we all have the potential to become leaders, to exert influence, right? And so what I want to talk about this week is rapport. Now, have you ever met someone and instantly you just felt some sort of a connection? Or even, you know, it doesn't even have to be someone you just met. Look around you. Look around your work, in your family, your siblings. There are some people that you easily just blend with. Now, imagine that person that you easily blend with asks you, you know, the person that you easily blend with and vibe with, they ask you for a favor. What are the chances that you will go above and beyond for that person? The chances are quite high, right? Now, you see, in all spheres of life, right, our goals and objectives are going to be met through people. Because if your goals and your objectives are met by you alone, honestly, I'm going to tell you that you haven't set a big enough goal. Now, any goal that is worth setting, any goal that is worth achieving, that is going to have the impact that is desired, you can't reach it alone. You're going to need people. You're going to have to set those goals through people. So whether it's a sales goal, you're going to need people to come and buy for you from you. Whether it's a service goal, you're going to need people to service. Even if it's money you want to make, if you are able to consistently provide needs for people, you will consistently make that money, right? So that's why, you know, gaining influence is very important. It's a very important aspect, you know, in becoming leaders in our fields and, you know, rising to the top echelon of whatever it is we're doing. Whether it's in sales, you know, I talked about sales, you know, whether it's in sales, people will only buy from you if they know, like, and trust you. So you see, it's important for you to have that sort of influence whereby people know you, they like you, and they trust you. Or even if it's in providing service, nobody will come to you if you know there's no that sort of rapport. And even if they do the first time, once you don't create that rapport, what happens? You won't have a repeat customer. So there are some times that maybe someone referred you and then, you know, you get the call, but then you're not able to establish that rapport, and then what happens? You know, the person just moves on and doesn't have a repeat customer. So a lot of times when you're providing services, when you're selling, you need to even think about it, that how many repeat customers are you having? Could it be that you weren't able to create some sort of a rapport with the people that are buying from you? Now, so how do you quickly gain rapport? The first thing is, rather, the most important thing is there's a rapport from people that are of like mind. So, you know, you think about it, I'm like you, so you can like me. How many times have you been in a situation whereby you meet someone that has, you know, sort of maybe the same name with you or the same surname, and then you quickly hit it off? Or you've been in a situation whereby you travel abroad, especially people that have, you know, schooled abroad, you travel abroad and then you see a Nigerian, regardless of what part of Nigeria that person is, you immediately have rapport, because in the larger scheme of things, you guys have more in common than what's on ground. Now, when you now come narrow it down, when you see that the person is from maybe you're the same state, and then you find out the person is from the same village, my goodness, the rapport is just going to, you know, blow over, right? So how do you now quickly create rapport with someone? Just look for similarities. So what are the similarities? Notice, is the person wearing a jersey? Is the jersey like the team you're supporting? What are the similarities you have with them? And then highlight those similarities. If the person is a struggling business, so you highlight it. Like, oh, me too, I'm a struggling business, but guess what? You know, if we help each other, if we're able to provide services for each other, we will both grow. I'm interested in your growth because I am also growing. You see, you have created sort of a rapport. So for every time you meet someone, whether it's the first time, whether now, even by the time you get to the office now and you're trying to create rapport with people, look for the similarities and then highlight those similarities. Now, there are other advanced techniques, you know, in neuro-linguistic programming, they teach, you know, more advanced techniques. And I'll just highlight two of those techniques. And the first one is matching and the second one is mirroring. Now, in matching, what happens in matching is that for every time you're talking with someone, if you're able to match the person's stance, how the person is standing, how the person is talking, you will gain rapport because we like, you know, we like what we see, something like us. So, for example, if someone is folding his hands and he's talking, when you're about to speak too, you can fold your hands. That will sort of create a form of connection. Next time, Seth, you can even try, go to a restaurant and then just look around and see. If you see people sitting down, you notice that they tend to eat at the same time. They tend to pick their cup almost at the same time. Or when one is leading, the other is following. If you really look at it, you see that it happens like that. And that's just because, you know, those guys have been able to create some sort of rapport. Now, the second one is mirroring. So mirroring is sort of like the mirror of matching. So if someone is raising their right leg, for example, so you raise your left leg, because that's mirroring, so you're raising the leg opposite it. That also sort of creates some sort of rapport. Now, I mean, I can't really go deep into detail, but just know that, you know, those are the other advanced techniques. But for you, you know, as a beginner and you want to, you know, create influence, all you have to do is just look for the similarities and then highlight those similarities. Sometimes you might think that you know that the similarities are there, but because you haven't highlighted it, the person that you're trying to influence, the person you're trying to have rapport with, the person you're trying to connect with, doesn't even come to that person's consciousness. So I hope that, you know, today's episode was amazing. I had fun recording it. And I do wish you know you have a lovely week and, you know, create rapport, connect with people, because guess what? People are the thing, people are what will make your dreams come true. Have a lovely week, people.